state of mind is, it's really about, like, everything that you do depends on your state of mind. So you might make decisions that you might regret or might be pleased with, but only depending on what your state of mind is then. So you might do a decision and be in one state of mind and then think it through in another state of mind, and neither of them could be right. So I just think what a wild thing a state of mind is, because you could go out and do something really stupid or you could do something really sensible. And it's an ongoing thing, your state of mind. So whatever, however you think about what you did, whether it was stupid or good, is still your state of mind. So basically, it's like you don't really know what you're doing. So state of mind is very, very simple. And I did the drums in my big room, which has got this enormous release time in it. You know, it's like about 8 seconds of reverb in it, which I don't use. I never use reverb, only natural reverb, you know, the room itself. And some, you know, big guitar riffs. It came together real easy, and the words came real simply to me. And I think one thing about Zoom, the words, I think it was this 15-year thing with all these other guys, my heroes and everything, and seeing how they worked and how they wrote and how I wrote with them, you know, occasionally, made me words better. I had less inhibitions about writing truth instead of just making up little stories about Irish Wimp and that, you know. The words on Zoom are really sort of about how I feel about things that have gone on in the past or whatever, you know, that I've never bothered to confront.